All right, so for this episode of Tark's Musical Rambles, this is going to be a little bit serious for some of the parts. But there's going to still be some goofiness in it, just to warn you people, because I tend to go into that a lot. But no, I thought we would talk a little bit about what inspires me musically. And one of the things that inspires me the most is listening to bands that have these killer harmonies. I mean, I can name off some of them for you, the kind of harmonies I like. I mean, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin, how this fascination and obsession with harmony has became of this, but it's just a part of what got me into music is the harmonies. That's the number one thing that got me into music, was these bands that know exactly just to, just do these harmonies and just sound killer tight. I love bands and singers that they harmonize and they just nail it. And when they harmonize, they sound ultra tight. I love ultra tight harmonies. I cannot get enough of it. And it started back when this started back a long, 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 long time ago when I was just a wee little thing. See, my dad, he has an immense vinyl album collection. And for the most part of my childhood, I remember listening to a lot of let's see, the Eagles, Queen, Beatles, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and so on and so forth. But the one that really stuck out for me though was the two bands that my dad played that I admired the most was Queen and the Eagles, because of the same reason. It's the harmonies. But they harmonize. These two separate bands, they harmonize in different ways. Like the Eagles, you got like the simple kind of, how do I explain this? You got the, let's see, you got the simple kind of non-complex harmonies that the Eagles do, and they sound flawless. God, I mean, my dad has this concert called Hell Freezes Over. And every time I watch it, I am in awe of how tight their harmonies are. I mean, they are just amazing. I wish I could have gone back in time and saw them in concert, but sadly, no. And, I'm just in awe of their harmonies. How do they do that? I mean, I tried to. I mean, see, the latest post I did for recordings, I did a cover of "Take It to the Limit," and I don't believe it sounded as good as them harmonizing because they could beat me out of the water. Oh my God, they could blow me out of the water any time of the day. Because that's how good they are. I can't do all this by myself. And so, yeah, it's just. And whenever I see a video of them performing live, I'm just like, oh my God. They are amazing. Oh, God. Their harmonies are all the way there. How do they do that? I'll tell you how they do that. Lots and lots of rehearsing. With a little bit of goofing off, maybe, but it's still, oh God. Their harmonies are absolutely heavenly. And then you got Queen, where it is all theatrics, all complicated, all complex, and it's just, whenever I try to, like, do a cover of their songs and I try and do their harmonies, especially Freddie Mercury, because most of the time he does all of his harmonies by himself, sometimes, most of the time. Well, with the exception of the help of Brian May and Roger Taylor. It's just, how does he do that? Now that's a question I could be asking him. If he were still alive today, and if I would have met Freddie Mercury, I would ask him the harmonies. How the hell do you do that? All these complex harmonies, and I can't even. One time I tried to, record You Take My Breath Away, and it's that song from A Day at the Races. I tried to do the beginning part so much, and I failed epically. God, it was miserable. I mean, an Eagles song I can do, but a Queen song? Try and do the harmonies of that? Nope. I can never do that. Oh, and another thing. Oh, gosh. And I, another band I really like is, that does really good harmonies. Of course, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Because, oh, that's another group. I think that's where the Eagles got all their stuff, all their harmonizing techniques from. They got it from Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I believe. But it's just, it's like you could tell that they kind of inspired the Eagles a bit. I mean, how can you not tell? Yeah, because I wish I had more of their albums. The only albums I have are Crosby, Stills, and Nash's debut album, I think. Yeah, and oh yeah, the one with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes and Guinevere. And then I have Crosby, Stills, and Nash and Young's Deja Vu. And they're both really good albums. Both good in their own right. They're both equally good. Because why? Because of the harmonies. I can never get enough of the harmonies. I it just and see, this is why some and then my dad tried to get me into more contemporary artists. Especially in the country music, because I don't really listen to like modern country that much. But when me and my dad we went to go see the Zac Brown Band in concert in Nashville, two times I've went and they sounded awesome. Now that's another band that sounds ultra ultra tight in their harmonies when they do it live. I mean, I've seen them two times. I've seen the Zac Brown Band two times. And while I admit I don't really care about their studio work, I love their live work because I've seen them two times. Because they're better live, in my opinion. They are just a lot better live because you get that tangible kind of experience, you know? It's just and the harmonies sound better that way if you're there. Really. Yeah, Yeah, because you're just like, I gotta hear the harmonies. Hey, if I'm gonna hear the harmonies, I need to be there. And I wish I could say the same for the Eagles, but sadly, I am not a 70s baby. No, I am a 90s baby, and I am sad now. Damn it, now I've depressed myself. Okay, uppity up, chin up. Anyway. Oh, but anyway, about the Zac Brown Band. Their harmonies, I can't get over their harmonies. They are, I mean, even though they're like a country group, well, they are a country group, the only exception is their harmonies. I can't get enough of their harmonies because it's in the same league as the Eagles and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So yeah, I like that. And let's see what else. And then about a few years ago, or more than a few, yeah, a few years ago, I was watching let's see, I was watching the Sing Off, and that got me back into listening to a cappella music, and it just got me back into listening to the vocals that are just stripped down the way as it should be. And what really caught my attention was this band called Pentatonix. Come on, y'all gotta know them. Of course, y'all know them. Pentatonix and the Dartmouth Airs. Those were my favorite two groups from that season of the Sing Off. And from then on out, I could not stop watching it. Mainly because of Pentatonix, because how their harmonies are just, they're there. They're tight. They are, boom. It's just like, they're unique in their own right. And that's another one of these contemporary artists that, it's just, they're an exception because they may be pop music, they may be in the same league as all the bubblegum types, but I don't think Pentatonix is that bubblegum. Not to me. I mean, they're more unique. They're more, because they got harmonies. You don't hear that much nowadays. You just don't hear it much in pop music nowadays. Not these raw harmonies that kind of like ring just like a bell. Like they ring out like a bell. No, you just got these harmonies that are just too blended, or there's just this one person, there's just five people singing in the same range, and you're just like, you're kind of questioning yourself, okay, now, why don't we have the music that we had then and we have it now? Why is that? We don't have that good of music like we did back then. But Pentatonix made me have a little faith in people who do harmonies now, because they're cool. I mean, they can make me listen to anything and I can like it. I mean, at first when I heard that song Problem by Ariana Grande, I thought, oh no. I mean, don't get me wrong, Ariana Grande has got an amazing voice, but no, she, when she sings songs like that, you're just, no. That's all I gotta say, no. But when Pentatonix did that song, Problem, I was like, whoa. Holy amazing. And then they did another, they did a mashup of these two Sam Smith songs. It was La 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 and Latch. So, therefore, calling the song La La Latch. And I think that's my favorite. That's my favorite song they have done. I got a lot of favorite songs by them, but the best they've ever done was The Wizard of Oz, the one they did with Todrick Hall. And that was the best because the harmonies in there, oh my gosh, the way, oh, and the way they finish it with Home Sweet Home, chills all over. And I think I got a little teary-eyed too when I first heard it. I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. How did they do that? So damn beautiful. It's just, I'm getting a little teary-eyed just thinking about it, and chills are already forming on my arms. But no, anyway, I am a harmony nut. I am a harmony maniac. If you can't already tell, let's see who else that has really good harmonies. Yes, kind of has a few bits where they harmonize pretty good, but you know, I'm talking about like authentic, like harmonizing on a regular basis kind of thing. Well, yes, that's that. I don't know, it's just something I have a really, really huge obsession over. Harmonies are, harmonies are what shaped the kind of music I listen to today. And that's what got me into liking music in the first place, is because of the harmonies and everything. And I have the Eagles, Queen, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash to thank for all that, because they are amazing. They are. They are amazing. Both musically and vocally, magnifique. All of it. So yeah, I guess I'm through with this rant, ramble. Whatever you call it, maybe? Yeah. Sorry it's not as goofy as it could have been, but, you know, that's just something I love. I love harmonies. They are, like I said, they're an obsession of mine. So, yeah. All right, bye.